Okay, that, then I'm going to now call a special council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, the roll call, please.
Your Worship, all members of council are present except for Councillor Butler, who is absent for personal reasons.
Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? There being none, the first item on the agenda is a motion to go into closed session with respect to the application, the decision on the application for land titles absolute of the Bay Beach property. Who has that? Councillor Lubberts, do you have that, or Councillor McDermott?
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt. The council does now go into closed session at 7:19 p.m. to discuss the following: A, property matters pursuant to Section 239 2E and F of the Municipal Act 2001, litigation or potential litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality or local board, and advise that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose. A, decision on of application of land titles, absolute Bay Beach property.
Councillor Lubberts?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. I just want to question what we're actually going in the closed session for. If we're looking at matters before administrative tribunals, the matter is no longer in front of the tribunal. It's been heard. I know there's an appeal period, but from my understanding, why we're going into the closed session meeting is to get the solicitor's interpretation of the ruling. And I don't know that that would qualify us actually for closed session, because this is a public document. It's a matter of public record now. The objectors have all received a copy. We've all received a copy. And so when there's someone out there reading the document itself, I'm sure that they're subject to interpretation too. And the hearing was a public hearing, and everybody that attended the hearing, there was members of the public there as well, listening to the deliberations in the tribunal. So I would think that it would be better that we heard the interpretation from the solicitor in open session, because now all the residents of Fort Erie would benefit from how this ruling may be interpreted. Because even myself, reading it, I know that there are some things, some questions that I have from what I've read. So I'm just questioning whether we qualify for the interpretation part. When it comes to anything legal as to whether we're going to appeal or all those things, I agree that, you know, those things need to be discussed in closed session. But the interpretation part, I would prefer that it be an open session.
Well, Councillor Lubberts, I don't disagree with part of what you're saying, but we are the board of directors of one of the parties to this proceeding, and a decision has been rendered by the tribunal. There may be legal implications arising out of that that affect our company, the town of Fort Erie, and there may also be determinations that we need to make as to whether we should contemplate to appeal or not appeal. That's all closed session subject. And unless the clerk takes issue with that, completely appropriate to me.
Yes, I understand that, Mayor Redekop, and I did state, when it comes to whether we're going to decide whether we're going to appeal this, now we're getting into potential litigation or tribunal matters or some and such. But the interpretation of a document that is a public document, and that's what we're going to be discussing. We're only going to be discussing something that is already public domain. And the solicitor is going to explain to us what that public document is saying. And I don't know that there is something that qualifies. If we go into closed session, that's fine. We go into closed session. But I just wanted it to be on record that I don't agree that portion of it should be in closed session. I think that the residents of the town of Fort Erie all deserve an explanation from the town solicitor as to how this ruling is interpreted.
Well, I don't actually agree with that, but I do know, because I've had some experience at this, that when a lawyer gives a client, which the town of Fort Erie is, advice, they typically premise it with background and factual information and opinion. And that's what we're seeking from our lawyer, and we're entitled to go into closed session to have the lawyer provide us with that information. And if it talks, if the lawyer talks about what the judgment means in his opinion, that's information that's subject to solicitor and client privilege. So to me, that's clearly closed session material. We have another lawyer here. We have our own lawyer who can correct me if I'm wrong with respect to what I've said.
I agree completely with everything that you've said, Your Worship.
No, I understand that, Mayor Redekop, and I just want to make it on record because we had this discussion once before about another closed session meeting, and you discussed it with our town solicitor. And as it turned out, that closed session meeting ended up being in open session because of my argument that it didn't qualify. So I respect the fact that you're a lawyer, and I respect the fact that Ed Lesnick is a lawyer, right? But those are my opinions on this. If it does go to the ombudsman, I will be on record that I didn't agree that disqualified.
Fine. You're a member of council and certainly have heard what you've had to say, and you're certainly entitled to express those views. I appreciate that. So is there anyone else that wishes to comment on the motion to go into closed session? If not, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Okay, so we're back in session, and Councillor Zanko, you have the motion for council to reconvene from closed session.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that council does now rise and reconvene from closed session at 8:52 p.m. with report. That staff proceed as directed.
By council.
By council.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. And that then takes us to the next resolution, which is consideration of bylaws. Councillor McDermott, you have the first resolution regarding the appointment of an interim fire chief.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Lubberts, that bylaw number 1-2017 to appoint Keith German as interim fire chief of the town of Fort Erie is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That bylaw is on the floor for questions or comments. Are there any? If not, then Councillor Nutt, you have the next resolution.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that bylaw number 1-2017 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. I believe, Councillor Zanko, you have the next resolution with respect to the confirmatory bylaw.
Yes, thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that bylaw number 2-2017 to confirm the actions of council at its special meeting held on January 16th, 2017 be given first and second reading.
All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. And Councillor Zanko, do you have the third and final reading for that bylaw?
Yes, I do. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that bylaw number 2-2017 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. And that takes us to Councillor Nutt. Always a good sign.
Yes. Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zanko, that council adjourns at 8:54 p.m. to reconvene in a regular meeting of council on January 23rd, 2017.
All those in favor? That is carried. Thank you, folks.